This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Radar. Tenfold, good mic. We have a bogey in the sky. We have on the left flank, 1L1R. We're ready to take off. I think I can take him, Johnny. Give me the green light. Give me the green light. Ready to go. There's a green light there on Whiskey Tango 47. We're flying over the Mohegan Sun golf course. We have three deer. Take them out. Pow, pow, pow. Ah! They're shooting the deer. Whiskey Tango, go dark. Go dark. Go dark.
I feel that. Like I was just in a Bill Cosby rant.
Could you pick someone else other than Bill Cosby? Jesus,
I don't know.
Christ.
Whatever. But I will say this. Right now. I mean, you know, Stevie, our traveling engineer with us, has had some unique moments in radio history here at WFAN.
Stevie A.
Sometimes has the mics on, sometimes has the mics off.
Turn my mic on.
Right, exactly.
Whiskey Tango, we've got a problem. We've got a large, heavy bogey on the left flank. Coming up well in the rear is the Michael K. Show.
I never saw a guy with mediocre ratings gloat more about having mediocre ratings in my entire life.
I told you last night.
How about this one? Hey, after 15 years, we almost got him. Yeah, he's only got 4 months left on the job, but we're finally getting close. You lost 119 consecutive months. You barely won for 1 month. We're well on our way. You're finally picking up what the show is all about.
I knew you couldn't help yourself this morning.
No, because I mean, what are you gloating about?
Being sixth? What is he gloating about? What are you talking about?
Hey, we came in 10th. That's the problem with America, participation trophies.
Right.
You know? Jesus, why would you be proud of that? I mean, you beat. Maybe you didn't even beat the guy.
All right, so what exactly?
What are you referencing?
What are you referencing?
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, so I really want to do this more in prime time, so I'll do it every hour. We don't really talk about ratings a lot here. That's what happens when you're number one. But everyone else seems to reference ratings a lot.
Okay.
They only
reference them if they're going down.
Then you have Neil Best, who's a joke, frankly. You know, like if I'm not talking about Mike, he has no interest in what we do, and that's fine. So you have this whole article about how, you know, the afternoon ratings, head-to-head. And the
Mike's not even in his chair.
Let me walk you through ratings real quick.
All right.
So we get a rating every week. Then you get a monthly, and then you get what's called the book, which is a 3 month period.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a period, so you know, quarterly boom ratings, right?
Yes.
So I don't know. Like you have the Michael K. Show has like embarrassingly bad ratings.
Okay.
But I guess they had a good month in comparison to our Mike.
Okay.
But for the book, they lost. So what are you gloating about? And then they go, it's taken a long time. It's the closest we've ever gotten. People are catching on to what we do, and we're going to get there. Yeah, on December 16th, you'll probably beat them. Look at us. We beat the... No, you didn't. Like, you've lost 123 consecutive months. If I do the math, you've lost probably 7,000 weeklies out of 7,002. What are you gloating about?
I don't know.
It'd be like the Knicks winning back-to-back games going, we're back! Yeah, you beat the Nets.
I love about this, though? Yeah. What I really do love about this, it's a little detente. You said they haven't beaten our Mike. You said our Mike.
Well, we work at the same
station. Our Mike. You said it.
Almost like you're on the same team.
Yeah.
I would tell you this.
The moment's arrived.
It's all here.
What's fascinating, if I were either one of them, I'd keep my mouth shut about ratings.
Okay.
That's just me, though.
I've only
done this for 26 years and seen lots of shows, good and bad, my own included.
How was that big show? The sports guys.
That's right. I've been on the other side.
Yeah.
When you keep your mouth tight, we got a 0.3. Anyway, I find the whole thing like, what are you crowing about? Like, you're a 60-year-old man on Twitter going, we're getting close. People really like us. No, I saw the ratings. They really don't.
Jesus. You're just unbelievable. You're
relentless. I have a good mind to say that you and I are going to do afternoons and just, you know, do it that way.
We are?
Yeah. I'm thinking about
are
you and I.
Are we doing both the morning and afternoon?
I think I have an idea.
Are we just going to stay on CBS Sports Network 24/7? Is that what it's going to be?
I have this notion of you and I just doing one 3-month period.
Yes.
Just to show everyone how it goes. And then, you know, just doing our show here and being quiet about it. You know, or maybe we'll be really fortunate to be welcomed into Mike Valenti's studio like Evan was yesterday.
What happened there?
I like Mike a lot.
Okay, so what happened? All right, what happened there now?
I thought,
am so out of
it. It was the Valenti and Roberts show.
Oh, it was.
Not the Roberts and Valenti show.
Yeah, well, Evan said he didn't really care. Right.
Did Evan leave the studio after every break?
I'm sure.
I would think he did.
I'm sure that he did. Right?
Making some sort of baseball Twitter trades or something?
Listen, I'm in a keeper league. I can only keep 7 outfielders though in the league. What do you think about Justin Upton? You're asking the wrong dude. Anyway, Jerry Recco is here.
Thank God.
He does updates for a highly rated show, and we're happy to have him here.
All right, we're brought to you by Chris Stapleton, July 20th, PNC Bank Arts Center, July 21st, Northwell Health at Jones Beach Theater. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. You guys did the Carmelo Anthony, the Rockets scenario.
I love Neil Best, by the way. Oh, right. Neil Best writes an entire column on a low-rated afternoon show on another station, and then you have the throwaway line, Alan Boomer and Craig were number one.
Was that the last line or something?
I didn't see it. Pretty close. He's such, I mean, he has no journalistic integrity whatsoever. It's a comical joke.
Okay. Oh, boy.
I mean, I don't know.
Who's next?
I don't know if he gets paid by Mike or not, but, I mean, give me a break. I mean, he's a, like a trained monkey. You know, juggle. Okay.
Jesus.
Dance. Okay, I'll dance. Neil Best. Should retire.
Oh, boy.
With Mike on December 15th.
Well, maybe they will. Maybe they'll
watch
together.
Nothing else to write about anyway. Do I sound all right? My mic sounds good?
Everything's fine, yeah.
Great. What do you got, Jerry?
You want to hear some of this McGregor-Mayweather stuff one more time?
Yeah,
They were in Toronto yesterday. They'll be in Brooklyn today. Here was McGregor, who was firing the jabs again. Floyd, 40, can't even read.
You're 40 years of age. Dress your f***ing age. Carrying a school bag on stage. What are you doing with a school bag on stage? You can't even read.
McGregor's winning the battle of mouth.
He is winning, no doubt. And then he takes a shot at the looks.
He looks like a little breakdancer or something. A little 12-year-old breakdancer. What the? He's 40.
He's 40.
Hey, I can't do it, Captain. I mean, it's listen, that's why so many people are going to want to watch.
I got to tell you, next year he's got to get an ESPY just for this performance, right?
I agree.
Best pre-event performance goes to Colin McGregor, who's still in the hospital having been knocked unconscious by the 12-year-old breakdancer.
How about this guy as a sports talk show host?
Afternoon.
Hey, there you go.
With Mike or Kay and him, they win more than once every 10 years.
You're relentless.
Really put together a winning program over there.
Okay. Yeah. Then there's this notion as you.
If we had their ratings, we would have been fired 9 years ago. It's embarrassing. Michael Kay.
You just made the reference.
He's so insecure and sensitive, too. This is the first time we've ever beaten Mike in a single month. Why are you telling people that?
On.
You've been on the air for more than. How long have they been on the air? 10 years at least, right?
Yeah.
Longer than that.
Why would you tell 2001, people that?
I think.
Right?
Okay, what else happened?
I'm just saying, it has taken seemingly forever. Not seemingly, it's pretty much taken forever. You've been on the air for 15 years, you beat him once, and you're like, whoa.
And was actually our mic in his studio when they beat him.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
Who knows, right?
I have no idea.
You just made the reference that if McGregor did sports talk radio, he'd be recovering from the beating he's going to take from Mayweather.
Yeah.
He kind of alludes to people that think that.
I just want to speak to all the books and all the little pundit supposed experts. You're crazy if you think this man stands a chance.
I love the guy for what he's doing. He is the perfect salesman for this in this exact spot. He is perfect at it. And listen, he don't give a damn because he's taking a minimum $100 million home. He can get dropped in the first 30 seconds. It don't matter. right?
Yeah.
And then he can go back and be an MMA fighter and do what he does. But I've said it a million times. Watch him fight Diaz the first time. He can't stop a jab. And Mayweather's got the best jab ever.
Here's Mayweather responding to the whole thing about being able to read.
I'm the mother that can't read. I do numbers. I make money. You know my middle name. You owe money.
You owe money. You owe money.
Well, I would say this.
I'll tell you what. I mean, you know, this guy's got a million comebacks. He's awesome.
He does dress like a 9-year-old.
He does.
I will say that.
I agree.
But if you, you know, earned a couple hundred million bucks in the last 2.5 years, I mean, I'd go out in my pajamas.
Here's the... Right?
What happens if he wins, man?
If McGregor wins...
I can't wait till the next fight.
Well, there's an immediate rematch for sure.
If he wins, I...
And then the question is... He doesn't become a boxer, though. He's an MMA fighter.
And
if he wins his fight, he fights him again, and then there's no reason for him to ever box again.
Right.
You know, the interesting thing is that, you know, Mayweather is 40 years old.
Yeah.
And McGregor is bigger.
He is.
So, I mean, there are a lot of little things here that would like
it.
I know that Mayweather's technically maybe the most sound fighter in the history of the game. But this guy is crazy.
Is there a chance this thing goes the full 12 rounds because of the way Mayweather fights?
That's a fair question. Because he's not aggressive anymore. But I think you're going to see Mayweather try to be as aggressive as he's been in a long time. Because he's not going to respect McGregor as a boxer. He's going to say that he can't get to me, he can't hurt me. And frankly, the only way he can, if he catches with a lucky left hook, because he does have a big left hook, but that's the only way McGregor has a chance to win this fight. If they box and just box it out,
win. That's not what McGregor is going to do.
No, he's going to come in full head of steam. But he can't kick him, right? Give him an elbow.
Did they do a drug test like right after the fight?
They drug test you right before the fight.
Well, they need the drug test.
I think
they might
do right after too. I'm not.
He's going to be like Clubber Lang going after Rocky right from the bell. Boom, go right.
Boom. He's going to go right.
Hey, Mr. Balboa, you want a real man, Mr. Balboa? You ain't probably nothing but paper tiger chumps. That was my Clubber Lang.
You know, the one thing I will say about McGregor and what he's doing
prediction.
In these press conferences.
Hey, Balboa.
Oh,
geez. He's still going.
Hey, Balboa. You a low-rated afternoon show host. Why are you glowing? You ain't got nothing.
Jeez.
Come on. Stop already, will you please?
Oh, he's just starting.
I know he is. We got a long way to go.
Big deal. You beat Edward R. Murrow. He's 95 years old.
Here was the clip you were
Marconi farted. He just beat you in the ratings.
That's a radio inside joke.
No? All right, I take that one back. My bad. I was giving like a really old guy farting would, you know, be more entertaining.
No, it's not.
All right,
swing and a miss.
3-for-4 today, though. I feel pretty good about that.
Yes.
Speaking of the Mets, go ahead.
No, here
old
was
the... Let me go back to my Clubber Lang.
Here was the clip about the all-money purse that you were talking about.
If you believe in yourself like you say you believe in yourself, bitch your whole fight check, you...
That is a great play, though. I give Mayweather, that's his best line of the 2 days. Oh, if you believe in yourself, bet your check. I'll put my check up, you put your check up, winner take all. That would make this the single biggest spectacle of all time. Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs. It'll be Mayweather Pacquiao. It'll be maybe Super Bowls. If they put their checks on the line, winner takes $350 million, loser gets nothing. That would be awesome.
Don't you think that...
Never happened.
Don't you think that Mayweather went into this thing thinking, all right...
Can you fix your mic? It's like you've never done this before.
I always get the crappy mic,
no,
and I don't know why.
You sound fine.
You sound great.
All right, well, in my ear, it sounds like crap.
You got the mic by your nose.
Stop. Just shut up.
Right.
So
honestly, I'm going to go McGregor on
this
you right now in a second.
I have a breaking news report.
No, you don't.
Boomer's nose breath just hit Michael K in the ratings.
All right.
Oh, God.
Here's the point I was trying to make is, you know, after you interrupt me like 1,000 times. Don't you think Mayweather went into this thing thinking, all right, I got this. This is not going to be a problem. And now, all of a sudden, it's turned into these sideshows of press conferences, and Mayweather's starting to get pissed.
Then someone had to have told him that this guy's
but
about.
Don't you feel like he's starting to get pissed now?
Yeah, I think so, sure.
And I would think that there's going to be so much hatred getting into this ring. Now, you could say this is WWE stuff and everything, but what Conor McGregor is doing to Mayweather up on stage in front of everybody is basically dressing him down, man.
He's doing what a lot of people wanted to do, but never never did. You're right. He's embarrassing him.
So, and I got to believe that Mayweather, if whatever he thought about coming into this fight, okay, I'm going to make my $100 million, I'm going to go in there, I'm going to knock this guy out. Now there, it feels like to me that there's real hatred that has developed between these two guys.
Find out tonight at Barclays Center at 7 o'clock. They do it again. Right?
It's really must-see TV. I can't wait to watch it. It's
they're doing it again.
Yep. They are doing great.
Hey, by the way, here's Sal in Staten Island on the fan. Sal, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Hello, boys.
Hello. What's cooking, handsome?
What are you doing, Craigie?
What am I doing?
He's doing a radio show.
I don't know. I'm playing soccer.
I want to thank you for mentioning the Staten Island garage that I worked in over the radio.
There you go. I know you guys are up to at 6 o'clock in the morning slinging other people's disgusting leftovers into the back of a truck, and you got me and the Booms on the radio, so we love you back.
Yes, and I watch you every morning on my off days, and unfortunately, in 2 weeks, I retired doing my 20 years of service.
Well, we appreciate that service, keeping the streets of Staten Island clean, and we appreciate you listening. You have yourself a very special day. What else, Jerry?
What else? Well, not a whole lot, but you do have the Richard Sherman thing saying that the players are going to have to be ready to strike and miss games for a better CBA. And you've also got D'Angelo Williams, who's a free agent right now, saying he will not play for the Browns, the Jaguars, won't go back to the Panthers, and he hates the Cowboys. Those teams are off his list.
Is he looking to play, though?
Yes, he does want to play.
So he wants to play.
He does
want
to play.
Just not for those four teams.
Correct. He grew up a 49er fan, will never play for Dallas, he said. So, also said they win a lot, but they're losers in the playoffs.
First of all, I said earlier, the Jets should announce we have no interest in D'Angelo Williams, and the Cowboys should say, "Boy, we were going to give you $40 million guaranteed, but since you don't want it, I mean,
you know what's amazing? I don't know if you saw this last night, but I got back to the room last night. I watched a little summer league basketball because you said you've been watching like crazy.
Watched it too, Ball.
So last night was Philadelphia and the Lakers, and Lonzo Ball played, and Markelle Fultz did not play.
It was a good game.
And Lonzo Ball now in his third game scored what
36 points.
The amazing thing about Lonzo Ball, I thought last night, that his shooting, the way he shoots, does not look right to me.
He drove to the basket a lot.
But he drove to the basket a lot. He is a great passer.
Yes.
He is a terrific passer.
He better be.
He's not a transcendent player, though.
But you could see how he makes players around him better. He throws passes that nobody even thinks about throwing. And I know that it's only the summer league, but still, he looked great last night.
He played
and,
well.
And he had Nikes on.
He did have Nikes on.
He did
on.
Not have
LeBron
his big
James,
ball or threes on.
LeBron James was there, watched the game, and took a picture and put that on social media that he was wearing the green Nikes or whatever color they were.
Right, exactly. So LeBron was in the house last night.
He was. He was sitting in the celebrity seats watching.
There are celebrity seats for summer league games?
The summer league's becoming pretty big. There's, I think, three different locations for it.
Orlando's one, I think.
Yeah, Vegas as well. By the way, the basketball's been really good, man. If you love basketball, that is, right? So he had 36-11 last night, I think.
Yep.
He can't shoot. That's the problem. Boomer and Carton on the fan, 877-337.
I wanted to ask you one other thing about LeBron James.
66. Love to have you on the phones. What do you got?
Have you ever heard of a company called Blaze Pizza?
I've heard of a company called Stoned Pizza.
All right, so
Blaze
Pizza basically was started by LeBron James.
I've not heard of that.
Is it like
Stoned Pizza where it comes with
two franchises 6 years ago? There were two franchises 6 years
How
ago.
How many you got now?
200.
That doesn't mean they're doing well, though.
The point being is that LeBron James is basically diversified.
Is it like his version of Papa John's kind of thing?
I guess it is. I don't know too much
Blaze
about it.
Blaze Pizza? Is their motto stay woke?
I don't know, but he owns 10% of the company. Plus, he has 17 of the franchises in Chicago and South Florida.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.